From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
I've been flying a lot lately. Even at home, I keep my toiletries in a 1-quart Ziploc. While I'm adept at the new security screening routine, I still encounter turbulence making chit-chat with fellow passengers, especially when we talk about where I live. You'd think that talking about your hometown would be innocuous, innocent even. But if, like me, you tell your seatmate you're from Berkeley, you may need to tighten your seatbelt. Sometimes the responses I get are good, even funny. A recent seatmate in Baltimore replied with a spirited, "Right on," as if I were his brother in the struggle against the man. A Cal grad in Philadelphia responded with a hearty, "Go Bears!" But responses like these are rare. More often, I get a snarky, "Oh, berserkly," typically delivered with raised eyebrows and a glance towards my feet, which seems to be a check of whether I'm wearing sandals or if the outline of a bong can be traced in my carry-on bag stowed below. The strongest response I ever got was on a recent trip to L.A. Seatmate Bob blurted, "Burk Bomb, that place is totally trashed." Although I have not read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People, I'm fairly sure that it advises against telling a new acquaintance that where he lives is a burned-out husk of its former self, which he did. Remembering the old maxim about avoiding battles of the wits with unarmed opponents, I decided Bob's was a mind I probably couldn't change. You'd think I could make things easier on myself with a hedgy response of, "I'm from the Bay Area," or even just fuzz it up more by saying I'm from San Francisco. But oddly, I've come to enjoy the weird responses I get. "I'm from Berkeley. As a proud alumnus of the university that brought the free speech movement to national attention, I cherish that I live in a country where Bob and others like him are free to say whatever they want, and where I'm similarly free to pop in my earplugs, open a book, and ignore them for the rest of the flight. With a Perspective, I'm John Cook."
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.